Your Daily Devo for October 28, 2025, titled The Inconvenient Truths and Dares of Service, written and read by Lori Dashnall. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. John chapter 13, verse 4. Did you know that our feet can contain up to 10 million bacteria per square centimeter, which is more than any other body part? That each foot has approximately 125,000 sweat glands, producing up to half pints of sweat each day? That in Jesus' time, people walked on unpaved roads that not only were dirty and dusty, but with a lack of sewer systems, sewage ran into the roads? All of this makes not only what Jesus did, but when he did it, remarkable. Scripture tells us that he washed his disciples' feet, neither before nor after the meal, but in the middle of it. Scripture also tells us that this happened when Jesus knew that, quote, the hour had come, verse 1, that the time of his crucifixion was drawing nigh. It wasn't especially convenient, period, let alone in the middle of his last meal with his disciples. That's what makes the conjunction, quote, so, in verse 4, especially noteworthy. Jesus got up to wash his disciples' feet, despite what appeared to be poor timing, in obedience to what his Father had revealed to him and called him to do in the moment. Acts of service often entail interruptions. They may be unpleasant too, physically and or otherwise. Nevertheless, we are to follow Jesus' example. Rather than asking why now and delaying action, we should respond to the Spirit's leading, whatever, wherever, and whenever needed. Today's action step. Allow God's prompting to supersede the inconvenient hows and whens of service.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.